Welcome to MikeSpirit.fm. You're listening to the iPod Shuffle Show, coming to you from the heart of Wales. The show that rocks. And now your host, the Sweet Manic. Over to you, girls.
Hi, I'm Quincy.
And I'm Mike.
And together we are the Sweet Maniacs. Yes, that's right. Our voices have dropped. Robin and Rachel are not here. So we're going to start in from tonight. And Mike the Maniac is going to play the first track. This is a gorgeous song. He's going to tell you all about it after he's played it.
No, I can't take one more step towards you. Because all that's waiting is regret. Don't you know I'm not your ghost anymore? You lost the love I loved the most. I learned to live half the life. Now you want me one more time. And who do you think you are? Running around leaving stars, collecting your jar. You're gonna catch a cold from the ice inside your soul. So don't come back to me. Who do you think you are? I hear you're asking all around if I am anywhere to be found. But
well, that was Christine Perry. It's a song that I found only a couple of weeks ago. I think she's a very talented girl, a very talented singer. And, well, I just look forward to hearing more of her, you know?
Is she American?
She is.
Was she on one of those reality TV show, do you think?
You know, I don't know.
You don't know. Maybe you can find out. Maybe somebody out there, Rob, a producer who is American, might just be able to answer that question.
Well, you never know. Maybe he might be able to, you know, have a bit of input, you know?
He might, if we let him. You know what he's like. Can be temperamental if we don't let him. You know what he's like. Anyway, let's move on to my choice now. Should I go, little song I was going to play there? And that's the dog, just in case.
That's our little Marley. He likes
Marley, he loves being on the radio. He loves it.
He has to go.
Anyway, this is especially for Marley, because by golly, that Marley is a bit of a randy little dog. So here's all his broken-hearted little bitches are lying about the valleys here. Here's a song for Marley by Paul Simon. It's called 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. Drummer is Steve Gadd. Brilliant. And it's a great song. In fact, Paul Simon does a lovely Beach Boys song on a Brian Wilson tribute show, which you can find on YouTube. It's called Surfer Girl, and he does it on his own on guitar. It's beautiful.
Nice song.
If I can find it after, maybe I can play it.
Well, we never know.
We've got the technology, haven't we?
Oh, we have the technology. Yeah. We can do anything.
Anybody who listens to the Sweet Manics will realize that either their voices have dropped or this not them. And one of those questions, is it the right answer?
Only one of them.
The girls are partying. They're out. I think we should say happy birthday because it's Robin's birthday.
It is. So, you know, I think she's left being a teenager.
She's moved on to the old out of the teens.
I think she's now in the 20s, isn't
it? Well, it's not, you know, it's not cool to give a woman's age, is it? You know.
No, no.
She is 20.
She's 20. You know, you said she's out of the teens. So that would suggest
to
all our listeners.
Yeah.
Or all their listeners.
To the listener, yeah. Yeah.
All lay one listener.
Yeah.
20.
The audience.
The audience.
Yeah.
As you like to put it.
Anyway, Mike, what are you going to play next?
Well, I'm going to play a little bit of Bruno Mars.
Oh, I love Bruno Mars.
I think I'm going to dedicate this song.
Yes.
To you.
To me.
To you. Because I think this song should be for you.
Well, I am a bit late getting up these days.
Well, and only for you.
Okay, well, it's a great video.
Today
as well,
I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone to leave a message at the tone. Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything. I'm gonna kick my feet up then stare at the fan. Turn the TV on, throw my hand in my pants. Nobody's gonna tell me I can't. Nah, I'll be lounging on the couch just chilling in my snuggie. Click the MTV so they can teach me how to dougie. Cause in my castle, I'm the freaking man. Oh, yes, I said it. I said it. I said it cause I can. Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone. Leave a message at the tone. Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything. Nothing at all. P90X, meet a really nice girl, have some really nice sex, and she's gonna scream out, this is great.
Oh my god, this is great.
Yeah, I might mess around and get my college degree. I bet my old man will be so proud of me. But sorry, Pop, you'll just have to wait. Oh, yes, I said it. I said it. I said it cause I can. Today I don't feel like doing anything.
And I dedicate to that to you because actually,
I appreciate that.
Even though it is now 5:44,
yeah.
The UK, yes. The clock went back an hour.
We did.
It's not 6:44, it's 5:44.
It is indeed, yeah.
And Gwyn,
I did.
The good old captain, if you recognize his voice.
I know what he's going to say.
Only just got up an hour ago.
I did.
So that song is dedicated all to you.
I was late because I was up to the early hours of the morning, working on something.
Where's my violin?
Working on something.
Let me see if I can get a dog to bark for you.
For Rob, the producer.
Come on, Mal. Shout to them.
What do you think of that, Mal?
Right. Tell him, Mal.
Okay, no, Mal is more interested in the biscuits.
I think he is. I think he likes
biscuits. I brought some of the ship's biscuits in.
Well, I think our Rob in America should come in by
that. Rob? Well, the Rob.
Yeah, I'm here.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning for.
That's the one.
Oh, well, bring him on.
There he is.
Has he said thank you yet? I don't think so. Rob.
You make me tired there, Captain.
I did have a long lie-in, Robin.
A long lie-in? Yeah.
Too much rum last night there, Captain.
I was I was first in the yard, okay. To the mainsail.
Wow.
A piece of pheasants under my arm.
Well, you guys act like you're having a real good time today.
Well, we are.
You couldn't have, Robbie. You only just got out of bed.
I love doing the breakfast show.
I'm going to get him out of bed a whole lot earlier than this coming up here pretty soon, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he's the best, Rob. You know, I'm a creature of habit. Yeah. Anyway, Robert is our producer, obviously, out there in Grand Haven, Michigan. What's the weather like in Grand Haven at the moment?
The Grand Haven is, it's kind of overcast today. It's kind of cool out there. The leaves are falling from the trees.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, almost ready for that white crap to hit the ground.
Yeah.
So
some lovely colors on the trees over here, because what happens is when we had a really warm spring and then a wet summer, and so the colors are more vivid in autumn then, because the chlorophyll,
lights
and all that stuff, and it all disappears out of the leaves, it's the stuff that gives them the green color, isn't it, Rob? So
yes.
They're going to go golden and brown and fall off in the wind.
And die. And then it makes more work for us because we have to rake it up.
Do you guys work in Celsius out there, or are you still running on the Fahrenheit scale?
The Fahrenheit.
That's just sad. It was.
That are still behind. It's not us that are behind.
It's 58 degrees here yesterday on the Fahrenheit scale.
Really? Well, you wouldn't know what it was today because he was in bed.
I know. No, yesterday.
But it was 18.
He doesn't know. He's lost.
What?
Well, last night, as I was driving home quite late, in the middle of the night, it was still 58 degrees.
Whoa.
Right. When it's just great for, I mean, it's November in 2 days.
Well, I can't wait for the snow to come.
Oh, I don't want the snow.
Oh, I do.
Oh, no. Mike has bought a four-wheel drive
this
car.
This is why
now.
I can't wait for the snow.
I got to say, he had to get, you know, he's so confident he couldn't get it out of his own garden the other night.
Isn't it because he was sat in there?
Oh, God. Right. He had to put it into four-wheel drive to get out of his little garden.
Wow.
And he wants the snow. I don't think so.
Well, so how's that company car working for you there, Captain?
My company car's working really good. Yep. I've got,
He still needs to get a sign right now, Rob.
I got to get a few signs on it, Rob, and I need to get a fan working on it and talk to Mike about why things are happening in a certain way, but I'll do that.
You seem like the kind of guy that just run over a cat.
It's a company car, but, it's fantastic. You were trying to play a tune then, Rob.
Really? Yeah. Well, I have one here. I'll surprise you with it. I love to surprise you guys because then that leaves you guessing.
we don't mind. We love it.
Yeah, it's okay. But anyway, this next band actually can coincide with what you played not too long ago there. Basically, in the same era around there.
Okay.
Give or take a few. But I'm sure once you hear it, you'll know who it is. All right? So here you go.
Okay, kick it off.
You made a fool of me.
That's
broken dreams have got to no.
How'd you like that one there?
One.
You like that?
Yeah, Jeff Lynn. The Ship's Band, they're actually learning, we're learning Mr. Blue Sky.
Okay, so let's see if, does Mike know the name of the band?
No, Mike doesn't. Mike is a bit young. A bit too young for that one.
Too young? Come on now. Everybody knows this guy. You know who it is, Quincy.
I certainly know who it is, yeah. And I loved his work with the Traveling Wilburys, obviously.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Electric Light Orchestra.
A band years ago called The Idle Race. Before the Move split and some became Electric Light Orchestra, they were in a band called The Idle Race.
Right.
If you ever find any of their tracks, they were playing The Idle Race at great.
Do you remember, this is just a kind of a little bit of a trivia for you. Do you remember the last song that was recorded by Yellow, and what movie was that show debuted on?
No, was it one of those Last Train to London or something? Or?
No. It was on Xanadu with Olivia Newton-John.
Too modern.
Yeah. That was actually one of the last songs that they recorded all together. Now, I know that they're still playing.
Bits of them are,
but this is when they were all together. That was the last song that they actually recorded. Maybe I'll get that song on there this Thursday during your show. So
the violin player, his name was Mick Kaminsky.
Right.
My connection there is his dad was the head waiter in a hotel in Cardiff. And I was doing a gig there with my band, and I tipped all drink over my shirt. And his father, Mick Kaminsky's father, actually went and fetched me one of his shirts, and I borrowed his shirt for the night so I could go on looking rather smart.
Wow. Well, I think we need to go to a commercial break, and we'll be back right after this, all right?
Oh, yeah, cool.
All right.
Ahoy, me Harrys! The Captain Quincy would like to invite you aboard the good ship, the Sea of Light. Every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. UK time, that would be 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on MikeSpirit.fm, for a voyage that could change your life. There'd be music and dancing, and a barrel full of laughs.
Is that it?
That's it.
Well, that sounds familiar. Who's that? Is that Russia?
I don't know. It's this guy.
God, sounds like the captain to me.
Sounds like a pirate.
Well, the guy talking was, in fact, he is a pirate.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? The guy who did that?
Well, the guy's name is Frank Connor Hughes.
Right.
And he's a bit of a voiceover artist.
Mm-hmm.
He does lots of stuff. He's a drummer. He's also a web designer. He's also he runs a charity for people. He's a holistic massage chappie.
Oh, wow!
In fact, with all the jobs, Frank is
graphic designer.
He's a graphic designer.
So he's a jack of all trades, is what you're trying
to say.
Well,
let's put it like this: so he's telling us he's 40, but if he's done every job he says he's done, including his time in the army, well, Frank must be 106.
Jesus!
He'd love me for saying that.
He'd probably kill you.
He doesn't look 106. He's actually, you got to say, he's a bit of a good-looking fella.
Right.
Know. Look.
Mike is extremely jealous when Frank is around.
Oh, really? I just wanted to let you guys know. I just also wanted to put out there before I go off the air. Don't forget Halloween tomorrow night. We got a real special show on GH Talk Radio. So.
Well, we are doing a live show ourselves.
Right.
Because Michael's doing a live
demonstration
of mediumship tomorrow night. It's called Ebuville.
I bet you the spooks are going to be out tomorrow.
Be lots of spooks. Anyway, I'm going to play a track now because you guys are sidetracking me and trying to get me not to play my favorite song.
Oh, go ahead, play it.
There's a song which I just happened to write with the singer. I just happen to also play the drums and all the keyboards, except for the organ solo, which is a very good friend of mine who was Van Morrison's organist for a long time, but nobody lasts very long with Van the Man, obviously. He has a few attitude problems to musicians, even though he's brilliant himself. It's a song by a guy called Michael Thomas, who's a local guy. And he's Mike is actually a wheelchair user, and I'd love to get him on one day, and we can talk about things like that. Because you know he's a very talented young lad, and he's 29 now. But I've been working with him since he's 12. So this is Michael Thomas from his EP, and it's called Different Man. Michael Thomas from the Rhondda Valley in South Wales. And I must mention the keyboard player who did the organ solo there on a Hammond B3, obviously. He sounds like a Hammond B3. And that's Richard Dunn, Dickie Dunn, who was fantastic. I was just chomping away on the old drums and the other bits of stuff. You know, but basically, recorded in Richard's house as well. So that's really, really good. And that's the only song, Michael's in a wheelchair, but it's the only song he sort of written where it mentions the fact he might want to be somebody different. He's never written about his disability in other songs. So there we are. There we are. What do you think of that one, Robert? Well, as I was saying to you, Mike.
I'm sorry about that. Actually, it was a very good song. I really loved big band sound. To me, that sounds big band. I'm sorry.
Well, I was playing in my head. I was playing with a big band because I like big band. I'm a big band type of drummer. Oh. And And we did it all backwards, that song. We originally did it. I just played the piano, all the spacey bits on my own, and then we added a bit and added a bit. They put the drums on last. Well, just before last. I wish I'd put them on after the organ solo because I could have done a bit more phrasing. But hey, not to worry. Anyway, Michael is ready to...
I've got one lined up.
Michael's got one lined up.
And, you know, I only found this song maybe about, I'd say about 3 years ago.
Really?
Do you remember Paige?
You and niece?
Yeah, kind of, yeah, my niece.
Kind of your niece, yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember when she used to come to the, you know, the good captain's house and...
The captain's?
And she used to, you know, sing and record in your...
Very talented
singing.
Young lady.
Very talented young lady. Obviously, you know, she's not...
Some people find religion, she's found boys.
Yes.
You know,
that's one way of looking at it, you know. But, you know, I only found this song through her, you know. It was in the car one day and she said, put the CD on, Mike.
Right.
So I thought, oh, here we go. So I put her on. And she sang this song in the back of the car. And I had tears rolling down my eyes.
She was great. She's a great singer.
She kind of blasted it up, Robin. I want you to imagine, at the time, a 13-year-old girl singing this.
I'll tell you what, Mike. What I'll do, being the captain that I am, on the captain show next Thursday...
You're going to play that, aren't
you? I'm going to play Paige's version of this song.
Well, if I am a...
You will be.
I have it, yeah.
You do?
I do it. Let me play this. I'll go and get it. We'll load it up.
Okay.
And then we'll play it again.
Yeah.
So, Rob, this is a challenge to you now. This is the proper singer, okay? And when I come back, we'll be playing the version of a 13-year-old girl. So, here we go.
What's the name of the song?
Can't tell you.
I can't tell you. It's top secret.
It's from a film.
Listen.
You will know it, Rob.
To the song here in my heart. A melody I start, but can't. Listen to the sound from deep within. It's only beginning to find relief. Oh, the time has come for my dreams to be heard. They will not be pushed aside and turned into your own. Oh, 'cause you won't.
to the other Rob.
And you don't think I, you don't know.
So it's
the ounce.
What?
Hello, Rob.
I just told you.
You did, yeah. Mike wasn't listening.
What was
tell him again.
Okay, I think I call her Beyonce or Beyonce. Beyonce.
Beyonce, yeah. Yeah, it was her from the film Dreamgirls, obviously.
Yep.
Well, I think if Rob plays one.
We're supposed to star Jennifer Hudson. Molly likes this, the dog.
Oh, Molly liked the song?
Yeah, you're in Bargain? He loves it.
Yeah.
Well, I think if we let Rob play one.
If Rob plays one?
Yeah, and then I play a 13-year-old girl's version of Beyonce.
On the same song, yeah. So do you want to play Molly? Do you want to give Rob a chance, yeah? Thank you.
Oh, good, yeah.
Some sort of radio show, we got the dog taking over.
I know.
But we like it.
Molly's good. Molly's good. We like
good dog.
We'll hey, shoot her later. Shoot him.
He's a good guy. Hey,
he's a good boy.
He's a white, I've got to tell the listener, he's a white boxer, like an albino with bloodshot red eyes, and he's absolutely gorgeous.
He's starving. That's what he's after.
And
that,
he's hungry, and there's a chicken sandwich right there in front of him.
And that's what he's barking.
He's not having Molly.
Oh, that's a...
Do you want to play one now?
Yeah. I can do some. Hey, Gwen, see, this is another one. This is one of your favorites. I know. I'm not even going to, you know, it's just you and I actually had a challenge here not long ago, and you got James Taylor basically a handyman, you nailed it.
So what's this going to be then?
Well, how about Carolina on My Mind?
Oh, great track.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Maybe just like a friend of mine, you hit me from behind. Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Karen, she's a silver sun, you best walk her. Watch her watch the morning come. A silver tear appearing now. I'm crying, ain't I? Gone to Carolina in my mind. There ain't no doubt in no one's mind. The love is mine. The same around. Whisper something soft and fine. Might have heard the highway calling, geese in flight, and dogs that bite. The signs, it might be omens, say I'm going, I'm going, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. With a holy host of others standing around me, still I'm on dark side of the moon, and it seems like it goes on like this forever. You must forgive me if I'm up and gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine? It hits me from behind. Yes, I'm gone to Carolina.
Good old James.
Don't forget to tune into MikeSpirit.fm every Sunday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time, and listen to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, The People's Psychic.
Well, I'll be listening. Will you be listening, Rob?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a good show.
I'll be there.
You'll be there, mate.
I'll be there.
Excellent.
That's coming up in 45 minutes.
I'm not going.
I knew that. No, I...
You can stay right there, Rob.
If I don't go, nobody goes.
That's the way it works. Power of the producer. Producer power.
Well, anyway, Rob, remember that Beyonce and I said that 13-year-old girl is going to do us a version of that?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Here we go. We'll give it a try, Rob. We're not promised anything.
There she is.
Well, oh no. Okay, kind of looks like the guy has lost their signal again.
Like that one, Rob?
Yeah, she does pretty good, doesn't she?
13 years old.
She's got a bad set of lungs on her. Fair play to the girl.
She did well. Anyway, I'm going to do one now, Rob, because it's my turn. Slowly.
Taking over.
Surreptitiously. Taking over the show.
Yes. Rob, get the banners out.
Anyway, Rob, as you know, we're on MikeSpirit.fm. This is the station we're on today, which is we're doing the Sweet Manic Show.
The Mike show
is coming up. Then on Thursday, we've got the Captain Gwynsey show. And we've got
some shows coming up, too, don't we?
These are the show I'm going to talk about, Rob. So So I'm going to talk about one of the shows that we got coming up is I work with a young choir. I work with several young choirs, but this one choir in particular called Tempo. We're going to do a show called Tempo Time, which we'll be kicking off in a couple of weeks, I'm sure. And it's about linking with other choirs around the world, the young people and stuff like that. There's a Facebook page for them, which is Tempo Time Radio Show, which you can find on Facebook. But one of the songs which we sort of use as a link for the show, it's a song called Hands Across the Sea. And that's what it's all about. It's about reaching out across the sea for young people in this country to meet people all over the world. Anybody who's in a choir wants to link with us, they can do it. So it's a little taster for the Tempo Time Radio Show. I'm going to play a song called Hands Across the Sea, featuring a young lad called Bevan Paisley, who came on a few foreign trips with us to Australia and stuff. So this is going to be the theme song for the show. Here it is, Hands Across the Sea.
Reaching out across the sea, reaching out from here to me.
We'll be together.
Words that you whisper on the phone, they could be loved you there.
Connected to the spirit world, then you need spiritual connections on MikeSpirit.fm. Every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. UK time, your host, Mike David, will answer your questions and connect you to the spirit world. So remember, tune in to MikeSpirit.fm for your spiritual connections.
Rob, did you get that one?
Yeah.
I mean, Mike was a little slow queuing in there. I thought. I hope he's a bit quicker when he's doing the psychic stuff. You know, I don't.
He's always slow.
Anyway, that was our first to see song for our choir show.
That was really nice. I really enjoyed it.
That's the first time I've heard that, and he's threatened me with that one, Rob. I don't know how many times for the past 6 months.
Well, I thought I played the day for you, Mike.
The past 6 months, he's threatened me for, and now I get your hands across the sea.
Yeah.
How did they threaten you?
Well, because he keeps saying, I'm going to play a few, I'm going to play in a few, and he never does.
It's been the never do, Rob. But I did, so you can't whinge. We haven't got much time left, I'm afraid, on the Manic Show, have we?
No, we don't. We got about 6 minutes to go.
The clock that you sent us, Rob, and it's the right time, too. Amazingly, it's gone back an hour.
Well, it does. It's computerized.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that an atomic?
It's not like your body clock.
It's actually magic.
Magic?
Well, I know a song about it's magic.
Yeah?
You do.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sing it.
I wouldn't if I was you.
I wouldn't.
Hey, we really want to hear Mike sing.
No, trust me.
I tell you the only thing I will sing here for you, Rob, and that's one more of Paige's tracks, because I like Paige's tracks. They're quite nice.
Look out, Rob.
Well, you know, we'll have to chat while I load up, because, you know, I did
I'll
just
talk,
take it out.
I'll,
you carry on then, I'll cue you into
Rob
stop.
And I can have a chat about most things, as we do, Rob. What's your new show going to be?
Hang on a minute. Are you jumping in now?
Hang on a second. You just asked us to speak.
Well, I've been finished.
Jeez, old Pete, listen to this guy go. Hey, my new show. Yeah, I do have a new show coming up.
Talk to me.
Actually, it's going to be about everything, really, to be honest with you, about government, our economy, about conspiracy theories, all this stuff. I mean, it's actually going to cover a lot, and I really think that everybody should be there. We haven't really, the pilot show is going to be this Wednesday at 9 o'clock Eastern time here in the United States. Of course, that's time when you guys are tucked into bed and sleeping over there. So,
Rob, I need you to pick a number for me from 2 to 5.
2 to 5? 4.
Yeah, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, you're going to pick number 4.
Spooky.
Because I was on number 4.
He was on number 4.
Here
anyway,
we go.
Me, Molly, and Mike love this song.
Okay.
Whatever it is.
You can try to resist, try to hide from my kids.
then, Rob, that was Mike's niece again.
Wow.
Paige, so we've got much time left. I'm sure we haven't.
Oops, sorry about that.
It's okay. And was it?
That was actually a pretty good movie. And actually, what reminded me of the song is it brought right from there from Coyote Ugly. So, looks like you guys need to wrap this up. We got about 30 seconds, and then I got to play the outro. Go.
We got 60 seconds here. We're quite happy. We can blag that one, Rob. Anyway, one other thing is a new show starting on MikeSpirit.fm, which is the Tom Richards Show. Young lad, he's kicking off again in 2 weeks' time, I think, and Tom will be playing tracks of Tom's on the Captain Quincy Show Thursday night, 8:30 UK time.
All right.
Actually, it might be 7:30 this week.
It'll be 7:30 this week.
7:30 this week.
Like the mic, the
3:30
connection
Eastern Standard Time
is going to be at 5:30.
This Eastern
this
Standard
week.
Is the same.
No, the UK Eastern Standard Time is the same.
Exactly.
And Pacific is the same.
Okay, there we go then, Rob. We're coming to the end of the show, and it's been a pleasure.
You've been listening to the iPod Shuffle Show with your host, the Sweet Manic, on MikeSpirit.fm. Don't forget to tune in next week, same time, same place. Same great music, same great station.